We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Right now, I'm very pleased to welcome Lieutenant Colonel and Dr. Daniel Gade to our program. Those of you who are with us regularly know that he is the Republican nominee for the United States Senate. He's challenging the incumbent Democrat, Mark Warner. And one of the reasons I was hoping to talk to you, Colonel Gade, is what would you do if you were in the U.S. Senate, if there was a Republican voice in the U.S. Senate at this moment when there's such contention about Donald Trump being able to nominate a replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg? It seems like a pretty appointed question, and I'm looking online, and both Tim Kaine and Mark Warner seem to be keeping their powder dry.
Well, John. Good morning. Good morning. I would do what the Constitution demands. It's really simple. You know, as a 25-year Army veteran, and I've been under an oath to support and defend the Constitution for, you know, ages. And I would just say that the Constitution gives the Senate the responsibility to provide advice and to give or withhold consent to the president when he makes nominations. And so in this case, the president is going to nominate somebody on Saturday, and the Senate should vote to either consent or not consent. It is very simple. And in that, I actually 100% agree with 2016 Mark, who said hashtag do your job, because their job is to provide that consent or not. And in 2016, I would have broken with my party and said, look, let's give Merrick Garland an up or down vote. But in 2020, I'm saying, let's give whoever the president nominates an up or down vote right away. And by the way, Mark is not keeping his powder dry. Last night, he said in a video that I saw, he said, oh, no, we need to let the next president do it. Well, the president's authority isn't a 3.9-year term. It's a 4-year term. And so he still has the authority to do it. And the Senate should act.
Have you had an opportunity to face off with Mark Warner on this issue, or is it kind of dueling press releases, dueling videos?
Well, actually, so thanks for asking. So tonight on NBC, we have our first televised debate, and it's actually going to be aired this morning in less than 2 hours, and it's going to be recorded in 2 hours from now. So in 2 hours, I intend to hold Mark accountable for his, you know, flip in 2016 and his flop in 2020 on this and so many other issues.
This issue will dominate the headlines, I suspect, for the next couple of weeks, which has the potential to kind of distract from the other potent issues that I think you probably wanted to bring up in your campaign. How do you get some of the spotlight back here without, I mean, you've got less than 6 weeks now to convince people that Mark Warner should be fired and you should be hired. What do you do?
Well, yeah, you know, this is a winning issue, I'll be honest with you. And the reason it's a winning issue is because when the Senate doesn't do its job, it's time to find new senators. And when senators don't tell you what they truly believe and the direction that they are truly going to go, it's time to find new senators. And what you see from Warner again and again is this have it this way and then try to have it that way, this flipping and then flopping. And I think Virginians are sick of career politicians. Look, you know, I've never been in politics. I've never run for anything before. I'm not a career politician. And the main difference between Mark and I is that I'm a career servant of the Constitution and he is a career politician.
Maybe this is a little sensitive question, but I'm hearing some people saying they're disappointed or potentially disappointed, they're wondering how closely aligned with President Trump you are. And, you know, I'm sure there are consultants who say, oh, yeah, go and get a Trump tattoo on your shoulder. And there are other people who say, don't even mention Donald Trump on the campaign trail. How would you describe your relationship with Donald Trump, the politician in the public sphere?
Yeah, of course. So I was a Trump administration political appointee. I worked for this president in a political appointee job. And I'm going to the rally on Friday night in Newport News.
I think
that's where it is. Yeah, so I'll be there. I'm happy to be there. And look, you know, again, I will happily support the president when he's right. And when he's wrong, I'll disagree with him. And that's what the people of Virginia demand. They don't want somebody who's in lockstep for or against the president. They want somebody who is a member of a separate and co-equal branch of government and who is fighting for the people of Virginia and not for political parties. So yeah, I absolutely support the president. I want him to win. And I think he will clearly be better in his second term than Joe Biden would ever.
Well, we'll be watching this debate if you're about to tape it in a couple of hours. And then you say it's being rebroadcast tomorrow?
No, tonight at 7 p.m. on NBC.
Tonight.
And
okay.
Chuck Todd is the moderator, so I think I'm debating Mark Warner and Chuck Todd, not just Mark Warner.
Oh, I guarantee you that's the case.
All right. Listen, I've faced tough fights before. This is gonna be fun. We're gonna go in there and mud wrestle a little bit, and then we'll see what happens.
All right, we'll put that down on the calendar for tonight. Daniel Gade, Lieutenant Colonel Daniel Gade, the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate seat that's currently held by Democrat Mark Warner. Daniel Gade, thanks a lot. I appreciate talking to you.
Thanks, John. And people can read more about me by going to GadeForVirginia.com. And don't forget to smash that donate link.
Fantastic. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.